From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. On the eve of Election Day, Republicans in Colorado have turned in more ballots compared to Democrats and unaffiliated voters. As Benta Berklin reports, this is a switch from earlier returns.
Until this point, it was Democrats who'd been turning in more ballots. Lynn Bartles is a spokeswoman for the Colorado Secretary of State. She says the early surge among Democrats was a concerted effort to mobilize voters.
They didn't want to be as slow as they were 2 years ago. What happened that election was you had an enormous surge by Republicans early on, and I think that's why you saw Democrats just out of the gate so fast this election.
This is the first presidential race in which every Colorado voter received a mail-in ballot, although people can still vote in person on Election Day. So far, 652,000 Republicans have turned in ballots compared to 645,000 Democrats. Unaffiliated voters account for 527,000. I'm Benta Berklund at the State Capitol.
The Federal Bureau of Reclamation has again increased flows of Colorado River water through the Grand Canyon to simulate natural flooding. The 96-hour release that began Monday from Glen Canyon Dam mimics the river's natural flows and deposits sand to protect archaeological sites and create habitat for wildlife and beaches for rafters. U.S. Interior Department officials say the release is the fourth under a protocol approved in 2012. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.